You've already met the Thanes of Rigel and even followed them on their quest across the sea. But now travel back to the city they call home mere days after their departure, where a brand new story is taking shape. Set upon by bad luck, a group of disparate individuals find themselves forced to work together at the behest of the rich and the powerful. But in Rigel, nothing is ever quite as it seems. With new powers on the rise and the city's thanes gone, will others rise to the occasion or discover they're not quite heroes at all? The Pod Called Quest presents Quest Side Story.
Welcome back to the Pod Called Quest. As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood game master, Josh.
And I'm Stephanie.
It's your boy, Shane.
I'm what they call Foz.
I'm Laura.
Hey guys, I'm David.
These just keep getting better. They just keep getting better.
You guys know I originally created this to have like a consistent opening so that no matter when anybody tuned into the show, they would know exactly who's talking and they can start to recognize and associate the voices with the names. Hence why I don't let both Davids be David.
Yeah, that's not what would happen.
But now everyone's just making this a whole other thing. And now Shane, I feel like I need to like send like somebody to your house. You sound so sad.
No, I have 30 people here
like
already.
Do you need like a doggie?
Yes.
He has cats, little kitties.
Yeah, but cats aren't affectionate in the way that like a dog is to make you feel better in like a shitty time, you know? Cats are fine. Cats are great. But they're not going to like uplift your spirits in that same manner, you know?
I disagree. Yeah.
They're going to steal your spirits.
There you go.
I originally bought a cat. I didn't buy a cat. I adopted a cat because my friend's cat had kittens. But I originally got a cat because I really wanted a dog and my current landlord wouldn't let me have one. So that didn't work. So I thought it would substitute, but they're not equivalent. So we got two cats. I'm up to three now. Oh, so mathematically,
how's that void?
One dog is greater than three cats.
let's see how many cats equals one dog.
Cats are so great. And I love watching Stephanie on Zoom right now. Just take all this because she fucking hates dogs.
I do.
And watching her just swallow her pride right now and be like mad about how wrong that math
is.
Here's what's going on
in my head.
Hold on.
First things first.
I'm confident that there is no numerical equivalent. There is no amount of cats that could equal a dog. Also, now the listeners know why I hate Stephanie so much. Because she hates dogs.
It actually did kind of start with dogs, not going to lie.
That's true.
Here's the thing. I like well-behaved dogs.
You're such an elitist. That's the most classist thing you've ever said.
No, I just...
Yeah, but this is what you think a well-behaved dog is. It sits in the corner, doesn't fucking make a sound or look at anyone.
Absolutely not. You are completely wrong. I do not like dogs because I grew up with a lot of people who had very poorly trained dogs. Like a lot of my friends and people whose houses I went to and like got watched by were like, the dog would go to the bathroom on the ground and it wouldn't get cleaned up. And the dog would bark like constantly and complaints would come like from the neighbors and like, I hate conflict. So that would make me really uncomfortable. The dog would constantly jump on me and scratch my legs or the dog would constantly lick me, which feels disgusting. Like things like that are just like, I had enough bad experiences with dogs that were really poorly behaved and dogs that are well-trained that are like normal dogs that will like, you know, if they come and sit by me and they want attention, like that's totally fine. It's just when they're like disgusting.
There are many dogs that I would let lick my lips.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry. That's like crosses the line.
Her arguments are very valid though. They're valid.
Like, everybody knows a person who has a dog who is like absolutely outrageously disgusting and they are perfectly okay with it. I cannot stand those dogs. Like everyone knows a person dog like that.
I don't know anyone who lets their dog shit on the floor. You had scum of the earth neighbors. Scum of the earth neighbors that let their dog shit on the fucking floor.
Like a friend of mine
friends were scum of the earth, baby.
I used to go over to their house, get babysat by them all the time. The dog would like get too excited and pee everywhere. And like, they would barely clean it up. So like the house smelled like pee and I was disgusted to walk anywhere.
That's not good.
Like it was just gross. And that always grossed me out and made me not like dogs.
That's real gross.
This is my argument. Nothing that happened with that dog is that dog's fault.
Yeah, fuck 100% you.
Because that dog is just an animal.
Fault. I just it's get those uncomfortable owners. Around dogs because of that.
Yeah, so you should hate dog. I would be more okay if you said I fucking hate dog owners. I'd be like, you're right. Most dog owners are shit.
Josh, you don't like snakes, and snakes are the fucking best. So like, that's your problem.
Oh God, no! I don't want. It's because I don't want a snake to live in my house.
Yeah, well, that's your problem, not the snakes.
Laura is 100% right.
Snakes are fucking cool, Josh. You're wrong.
Snakes are so good. Nothing that you don't like about them is their fault.
The number one thing is like snakes are fucking smart, and I know friends who are like, "Yeah, my snake got out of its fucking cage today, and it was crazy." And I'm like, "No, that's not crazy. That's terrifying."
I'm just saying the argument you have against snakes is the same that Stephanie has against dogs, and the
no, because is Stephanie creeped out by dogs?
I'm not creeped out by them. I just I'm pretty creeped out by snakes until they give me a reason to.
Same difference.
Until I know for certain the dog is well behaved and is not going to like be gross or annoying, then until I know that, then I don't like it. Once I know that, then I'll like the dog.
Most dogs are fine.
Honestly, more recently, and it's probably because I've gotten better people in my life. I feel like more recently, most of the dogs that my friends have and that I know in my life are perfectly fine and I have no issues with them and I think that they're cute.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Stephanie, who do you think you are?
Apparently, according to Shane, I'm a monster that hates dogs. So, and
no, I get it, Steph. I understand. Hey, there are a lot of people that don't like cats. There are a lot of people that don't like dogs. Everyone has their own preference. Some people don't like animals at all. My dad doesn't like animals at all in the house. We had to literally like beg to let us get a pet. We had to beg and plead because he doesn't like animals. Who doesn't like animals? I'm just saying that everyone has their own preferences and there's no reason we need to shame each other for it. It's all good.
You were talking
except that dogs are the salt of the earth.
Like whatever you
when you were talking about your dad and dogs, you're like, my dad, we had to. And I thought, you know, the ellipse was going to connect to my dad forced us to drown a bag of puppies in the river.
What the fuck, David?
Why would you think that, David?
I love, you know what the great part about this is? The way he did this segue, there's a beautiful gap so I could fucking cut that shit right out.
Yeah. Oh, boo. That's like old movies. I thought it was like some Southern Gothic, like,
no, dude.
We can't afford to feed extra mouths.
Do you think that in Old Yeller, they take the dog out back and drown
also,
it?
You haven't
Laura
seen
grew
another.
Up in Southern she California lived, in the 1990s.
Yeah, Southern Gothic. Some parents that hate dogs
Southern
are like, don't you dare.
The 90s are you guys haven't Southern seen Gothic you haven't seen period it. Of Southern
they
California.
They lived in Irvine where they know what you're thinking. God. If you even think to do anything wrong to a dog, they come and take your house away.
Yep.
You guys,
for real, though.
Sometimes I think that David is secretly simultaneously recording another separate podcast. And sometimes,
oh my God.
Sometimes he's not talking to us, but the other podcast is like, oh, I get it.
I thought you were going to say that David's actually an alien who's trying to relate to us, but they're like a murderous race of people coming to conquer us. So no. that's as far as he can get to be normal is like drowning a bunch of puppies, you know, the things that humans do.
You know, in Old Yeller.
Yeah. Old Yeller isn't old enough. You guys haven't seen enough dark dramas.
Oh my God. You're such a fucking hipster.
Tennessee Williams, bitch. Eat my dick.
Anyway, we all have preferences about pets. That's okay. You don't have to like pets if you don't want, or certain types of pets. Do whatever you want.
Hey guys, we leveled up.
It's pretty awesome.
Thanks for that sick ass segue there, Foz.
Sound pretty beat up by that, Foz.
Wait, leveled up.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about leveling up. Like this time I feel like I got a lot of good new stuff and I'm like genuinely excited about it.
I barely even
level
have to do anything.
Level 5 is usually a pretty chunk level. Yeah. Usually some pretty good stuff.
Level.
I just showed up and I got to level up. This is great.
I really feel like I earned this one. Steffi too.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a beautiful RPing we did down in the cells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I you know, in the past, you know, in the original game, we used to do like I hand out experience points at the end of sessions or at the start of sessions. And that's fine. That's like fun for people to keep track of stuff. I know Shane likes keeping track of his experience on his sheet, mainly because Oren had done things to get himself a chunk of experience, probably about half a level past everyone else because of a tournament he entered. But it's sure when it comes to the podcast, it's easier just to do for this. It's straight up. Basically just milestone leveling. I level you guys up when I feel like it for this one. For the original game, for the main campaign, I'm actually keeping track of the group's experience overall myself. So it is technically right, but I also like, I can fudge it a little bit. If it would be better, you know, if you leveled up two episodes ago, but the better drop of getting to level up is at the end of this fight, two episodes later, I'll do that. Or vice versa, a little earlier, then I'll do that as well. But I am keeping track of it for the main game. But this one, I was just like, fucking who cares? Y'all level up. We need it.
Yeah, I like the group leveling up because it feels we all have to pull our weight to get there, you know?
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. And it's fun.
Helps the weakest links, you know, raise them up a little bit.
Wait, what?
Don't worry.
You know, there's no weakest link in combat. Everyone gets the same experience.
Don't worry.
Stephanie is talking about herself, I think.
Okay.
Stephanie, you are not a weak link. You are important. That's not what I was
saying. You're just learning your character.
I don't know what you were going with.
Like in the original, you know, it's only like in the main game that Salai pulled out the thing that stopped what was basically the boss of the arc. But that's okay.
Nuts.
I'm still glad that I did that. That's going to be fun.
I still can't believe that happened.
I'm really glad that I pulled it off because I wasn't expecting it to. And I'm also really excited for the ramifications it's going to have because I just feel like it's going to be a good story. Anyways.
Are we talking about our other podcast?
Yeah. We're talking about the main show. Yeah. Huh?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
If we ever get back to it, if COVID ever goes away, we just die. We're staying inside all day. Thanks, mm-hmm. Newsom.
Hashtag thanks,
Newsom. Wow.
Whatever. That guy used to be married to fucking Donald Trump Jr.'s wife. So can we really take anything he says seriously? Well, yeah, in the main game, all I will say is that what you did was a great solution temporarily.
Yeah.
But you definitely left a very angry, powerful foe still in a world some way. Not the world, because it's obviously doesn't send them to the material plane. But yeah, that'll be fun. Thanks for the story hook.
I got you.
Thanks for the fucking avatar of murder you left for me to use on you guys later.
Can we talk about this game, please?
No.
Yeah, and also, fuck that dude. Fuck him.
Yes, we can talk about this game.
Thank you.
What did everyone get? Like, what's the level up story for everyone?
Yeah, we want to go around the table and talk about like people want to share. Because I know Shane's always all secretive about like what he got. Doesn't want to share things.
I mean, I'm a fighter now, so I'll tell you whatever you want.
Oh, there was first reveal. No one knew you were a fighter. You're a fighter officially. He's playing a human fighter.
Yeah.
Although he does have a sick ass archetype that you can talk about if you want to. You know what? Here's a good, you know, Shane, why don't you tell us what you're playing? Tell us who Mutt is. Give us the deets and then tell us what you got for level 5.
All right. Mutt is a fighter of the CAD archetype. Let me read you the description. In combat, most fighters have some sort of code of honor. Some believe that one should not kick enemies when they're down or should limit use of such dirty tricks. The CAD places no such limits on himself. Battles are for winning, and anything that gives a CAD an upper hand is a legitimate tactic. No trick is too treacherous. It leads to victory.
That's perfect. So,
he's not proficient with medium or heavy armor, but I did take medium armor proficiency as a feat because I'm a fighter and I get a million feats.
And a human fighter with that.
Yeah. So yeah, he's basically just a dirty trick, kind of like a fighter with like a hint of rogue, like just like a little slice of rogue.
I like that.
At fifth level, he got an ability called Payback. So anytime he takes damage from a creature, he gets a +1 to attack and damage for the next round.
Against that creature or?
Yeah.
Very sweet.
The creature that dealt the damage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a fighter with the flavor of a rogue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got some more skills, which is good. I needed them. So I actually have a plus to my perception now. Still meager, but we'll see. And then I took a feat. The feat that I took is called Power Attack. I didn't have that before.
Oh, okay. And you're a strong boy too, right?
Yeah. I have 20 strength.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
But yeah, I have like so many fucking feats because of a human fighter. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8 feats. One of them is a bonus feat for my class, for my archetype.
Sweet.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
So many feats, dude.
Well, really excited.
Well, that's fun.
Very fun.
I like Power Attack. Matt's a fun character. I'm excited to see how you play into that.
Yeah, me too.
The CAD archetype. That sounds super fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. I almost took a level of rogue this time, but I wanted to get that extra +1 to hit. And I wanted the payback thing. That mm-hmm. was really fun. But really quick, I need to roll for HP.
Oh, shit. Ooh, we can go in the air. Did everybody else do it?
I did it.
I did mine. Yeah.
So that's going to be a D10. Right. Ooh, I got a 1.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's plus your con, at least. You have a decent con, right?
Mm.
Oh.
My con is a +2, so 3.
Okay. Nice. All right. Well, sweet.
There you go.
Yay. All right.
Seems like we should call him Salai.
Nice. Literally like five levels in a row, I rolled a one. It was great.
Yeah, loved seriously. It. Well, on that note, Steph, you want to tell us what good old JoJo got?
Okay, so I got another bardic performance. So I took Naturalist, which is unique to the Unchained Bard that Josh created.
Yeah, the bardic performances don't work the same way in this that they do in the... You just get the ones that you get in... The regular bard.
Yeah. So it allows me, once I've identified a creature with a knowledge check appropriate to the type, I can use performance to share strategies for defeating with allies in combat, which would give any allies within 30 feet a +1 insight bonus to AC and on attack rolls and saving throws against extraordinary supernatural and spellic abilities used by the creature of that specific kind of monster.
That is dope.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, that is the bardic performance that I took. And then I also, I took the dodge feat, nothing too exciting, but...
Good old classic dodge.
Yeah, good old classic dodge. And then I added another spell, which I'm going to keep secret. So it's a level 2 spell, that's all I'll say. And I'll keep it a secret because this one, I like literally had to have Foz and Josh look at it because I was like, there's no way this can be a real spell. Like, it's too good to be true. And they're like, no, I mean, you can do this. And I was like, hell yes.
I'm excited.
It's going to be fun, but ooh. I want to save it for when it matters because it's going to be a game changer once I bust it out.
Can I know what level it is?
All right.
Level 2.
It's level 2.
Level 2.
All right. All right.
Very nice. Very nice.
And that was it. Like I got like, you know, I added some skill points and HP and stuff like that, but nothing too exciting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet.
That's Joe.
Killer. Well, Felix, why don't you tell us what the old brawler got?
Okay. So Pearl was able to swap out one of the feats that I had initially chose, and I swapped out power attack for combat reflexes just to like complement my tripping abilities.
Nice.
And just harrowing on people if they want to like run away from me. I gained 2 feats this time around with a bonus feat, one in which I'm putting into weapon focus for unarmed strut or unarmed attack. And I don't really know, like still like just building on feats and trying to make my slugger dope. And yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boosted some AC stuff. I'm a little chonkier now.
Chonkier, yes. Huh?
Oh yeah.
You put on some pounds in the last 10 seconds of gameplay?
Thick and quick, baby. Thick and quick. So yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, you got a couple of nice little brawler abilities there, like close weapon mastery and stuff like that. I also think Brawler's Strike, does that make your fist magical?
It does. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you count as magic for overcoming DR, which is pretty cool now. So
that's dope.
You got magic hands, baby.
They say so.
Okay, I didn't need you to go there. Nice. How about we go to let's go to Laura.
All right. Well, I finally, for once, you guys, for once in my life, rolled max on the HP.
Nice.
Which is exciting because I think I definitely rolled like 2s and 3s the last few times. And
I'm pretty sure Isla's never rolled below a 6 on her D10.
No, I'm talking about Locke specifically. I have rolled extremely low.
Gotcha.
And I only have a +1 modifier from my con. So literally it was like I was getting like 2 or 3 more hit points each time, which was horrible. But now, you guys, I rolled max. So this is exciting. I have much more HP now. I probably will not die as easily, hopefully.
Excellent. What do you have, like 20 hit points?
I have 34 hit points. Thank you very much.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh my God. I know. Crazy. You know, the usual, maxed out some skills. I now have 3d6 +4 for my bombs, which is exciting. I also realized, you guys, that I didn't have enough formulae for my extracts, which is very important because the formulae are what, you know, constitutes what kind of extracts I can use. And
it's the spells in her spell book, basically.
Basically, yeah. And I did not have, I hadn't picked nearly enough. I was reading through how many I should have at this point, and I was like, whoa, I am low. So I picked a few more and I am excited. I'm not going to give away all of them. A couple of them are pretty like whatever, like monkey fish and crafter's fortune, like things like that, that are like just helpful for alchemists. But I also picked 2 level 2 formulae that are going to be so helpful. If we do any of the stuff we've been doing, like interrogating people, trying to get information out of people, asking questions, that type of a thing. If we keep doing stuff like that, I picked the perfect formulae for those situations. So I'm very excited to use it. Nice. I'm stoked.
She picked up that new level 2 extract that they released right at the end of Pathfinder 1 called Waterboarding. It's going to be sick.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's it.
I thought that was a druid only.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Actually, technically the one that she actually has in hers, if you actually read the formula, it's just called Guantanamo.
Oh. Yes, no, that's correct. Weird. Mm-hmm. No, it's, I think it's going to be, I mean, we'll see. It might not be helpful, but like, I think it has the possibility, the potential to be helpful. So we'll find out. Yeah, it's good. Other than that, nothing that exciting, but it's, I'm excited for level 5.
Our characters need to utilize your alchemist abilities. Like my home, like my boy needs like potions of giant strength.
She can't give them to you.
What? Oh, what?
That's the problem. I would need to
extracts are only
them.
Usable on her unless she gets a very specific.
But I'm talking about
discovery.
Like brewing, like just a straight up, you know, straight tincture of.
I think giant I can strength. Brew yeah. potions. I do have to
know. You have to yeah. know the extract.
Oh, do you?
You can't just do it. You have to know the formula.
You need to know the spell. It. Oh man.
So I probably can do that in the future, but I have to have the discovery to be able to do it. So I'll figure that out at a later date.
Well, no. For brewing potions, you have brew potion that came as part of your class, but in order to be able to brew a potion of, say, cure light wounds, you have to know the spell cure light wounds.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. Just like with making a scroll, like when Celia makes scrolls, the reason she can do that is because she knows all the cleric spells because that's how clerics work. When A makes potions in the main game, she has to know that spell. That's why she doesn't make like cures potions.
That's true. That's why everyone gets invisibility. Yeah, it's true.
I still have some cool spells that we can use.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you can always invest in those things if you want to do that. But yeah, in the end, it might be better. If you want one of those, Felix, just paying for it. You
know, all right.
It'll be better for
I can make you some other cool stuff, though. So we'll talk about it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's well, I guess to round it out at the end, Faz, why don't you tell us a little bit about Arkrov?
All right. So pretty decent level for Arkrov. The biggest thing he gets is... his channel positive energy goes up by a D6, so it's now 3D6. When he
nice.
Channels.
Very nice.
I also took extra channel, so I'll get 2 extra channels per rest, so that's dope.
Nice.
I got a couple new spells for my level, got a couple new spells for my curse, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Besides that... I think that's it, really.
Nice.
But yeah, stoked about the extra channeling so I can, you know, do some more healing and stuff like that. Because I do a lot.
Cool. Super. I'm super excited to like play with our characters.
Yeah.
We all got the deflection bonus to AC.
Yeah, it's deflection.
Right. As part of the automatic bonus progression that I do because I find the Ring of Protection and Cloak of Resistance pedantic as fuck.
I don't think I added that. What is it?
If you guys didn't do it, just add a +1 to your deflection bonus as part of an automatic bonus progression because those bonuses are expected and worked into the math equation that is Pathfinder. So if you don't have them, you're kind of fucked.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Sick.
Woohoo.
If anyone has magic armor, make sure whatever your bonus to your magic armor is, like a +1 or a +2, that's added to your saves because that's how I do that.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
I mentioned it many times.
Jesus fucking shit.
If you have a +1 armor or a +2 armor, whatever the +1, like the magic bonus is, not the armor bonus, the magical enhancement bonus.
It's like +1
just add that to your saves.
Counts.
Add plus a +1 to all your counts. Saves.
Fuck!
I fucking say it every time y'all build characters. Say automatic bonus progression. Make sure you do this, 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 and this.
Well, it's because I have
we're just fucking. We're just, yeah, fucking prove it. No, you don't listen to me.
I have a builder on my phone, so it's not like it reminds me to do that. But
oh shit!
Yeah, you also have you also have a builder on your podcast. You know me,
me,
because I don't do Cloak of Resistance, so I do whatever your enhancement bonus is on your armor. It adds to all 3 of them.
That's fucking tight.
What is the most boring thing? You fought this boss. Cool. You get a bunch of gold. There's a cool sword, and then you get a
cloak that gives you a +1 to your saves.
And 5 people have to roll off against it. Like,
yeah, because everyone fucking wants it. And then you need 5 of them. And then everyone needs a +2 cloak. And you have that going 5 fucking times, which means it's 5 per person, which means there's going to be, out of all the items you guys are ever going to run into in an entire campaign, over the course of, if you run it all the way through like level 15, you're going to need 25 of those fucking cloaks.
It's just stupid.
I mean,
I get it. It was built on like an older school thing, but I say fuck that. I want you guys to have a cool cloak on. It has like a cool effect.
Magic effect or something.
Yeah, that's like maybe it'll only come up twice in the campaign, but those 2 moments in the campaign are cooler than every bonus you get from a cloak of resistance. So, same with like a ring of protection,
saves,
like
you were saying. Yes.
Just your saving throws. That's it.
Okay, cool.
So I don't even know if that's how it works on Pathfinder 2, but it's how it originally worked in the playtest, and I liked that. Nice. So
all right, so we just won the Quasit fight.
Yes.
Hell yes. We did now.
That was significantly quicker than the last time.
Real quick.
Significantly.
Did anybody take anything in their level up to help us against Quasits?
Oh, yeah. Fosmire, I told you to take the Quasit killer feat.
Yeah.
Quasit Bane. Can I be really honest with you guys? I specifically picked Hideous Laughter because, like, when I was building my character as a spell, because I was thinking about the Quasit fight. And the short bow. Because I was like, if we get another flying creature, we failed so hard with that. So one, I want a ranged weapon so that way I can attack if I need to. And two, what if I could just bring it back down to the floor so we can all kill it?
Don't you have glitter dust too? You're talking about
I do have glitter dust. But just know that I built my entire character, made a lot of decisions on filling in the blanks that we uncovered during our first Quasit fight.
I like that. Nice. Well done, excited. Steph. Well, so what now? The Quasit's dead. Both Quasits are dead.
And we have Pearl Jane? Like over down the way with a dead almost-ish Jane. Unconscious.
He's not even close to being dead.
He's unconscious. You're right. He's not dead.
No, he was close to being dead, but luckily Arkrov healed his ass.
Thank you, Arkrov. And he just has a wedgie.
So I think when the Quasits are dead and we're all kind of like looking around, Locke's just going to say, "Where's Pearl?"
Can I roll a perception check? Whoa, to see
hold on. You think you just get to start the episode like that? Think you just get to put us into the world? Huh? You think you just get to waltz on and say, we're going to start now? Huh? Whatever. Fine. You don't even need me. I'm just going to leave. Well, I don't even care. I'm stuck on my headphones. Fuck.
Okay. Anyways, so like I was saying, I'm going to go ahead and roll a perception
check. By the way, the fact that Arkrov went out of his way to heal an NPC when no one asked him to, but won't heal the PCs when they're screaming for their lives is fucking hilarious.
Interesting. I'll remember that, Arkrov.
He's learned his lesson.
If that wouldn't have happened, he wouldn't have learned his lesson.
He's like, oh, look, someone bleeding out. Whoops. Maybe I can heal them.
Well, maybe
this is someone that I don't really know, so I better be a good Samaritan and heal them.
I also wasn't stuck behind boxes fighting somebody else, so.
This is true.
Anyway,
it's not a video game.
Oh, it is, though.
What were you going to say?
Like, can we say things? Or, like, I do have things, but, like, I don't know. Like, Josh, do you want to start this before I.
He's just being a.
Okay, so you find yourself in the street back where you ended the fight. Jesus Christ, God. I get to do one thing.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you wanted to do that.
If you want to play this by yourselves, play a fucking video game.
Okay, fine. You just said that, and now Locke says, "Where's Pearl?"
So I actually remember that I rolled a perception check like a couple rounds ago.
Yeah, you know where Pearl is.
He's right over there.
She looks over to where Joe points. And what do we see? Is Pearl like sitting down?
Yeah, you see the visage of Pearl, this 6'6", you know, probably what, 250 pound at least half orc, sitting on this crate with his feet up on this body of this 17-year-old kid who's face down, lying on the cobblestones. And you can just make a little bit. There's a little bit of white sticking out from his pants. He definitely has a massive wedgie.
Excellent.
Like a atomic.
He's going to run over.
There's probably some tears in it.
Pearl's just poking him with his foot, like in the back of the head.
Is he all right? What did you do?
I didn't do nothing. It was the Quasit that did this. I'm protecting him and also kind of having a little row. He's a shit.
He's not dead, is he?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Well, good. The plan's still on then, which, while he's unconscious, we might as well discuss.
We have a plan now.
Right. So, I have a plan. Joe, where was he taking you? Do you know?
To some hideout, but I'm going to try and convince him to take us to Ezra. I
think that's a good idea.
It's a stretch, but I think I can do it.
I think you can, too. It seems like he really trusts you.
What's your bargaining chip?
Magic.
Why don't we leave the two of you in an alley somewhere until he wakes up, and then you can tell him that you saved him, and he will be forever grateful in your debt, and then you can convince him to take you wherever you please.
Yes, that's a great idea. Okay.
Arkrov, do you have something to say?
Arkrov raises his hand.
I just want to make sure, like, you know you don't have your spells that you got, like, new spells you got. I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, no. I had this plan since before.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, any new spells or anything like that, you will not have until you rest.
Mutt's sort of standing in the street, trying to get everybody to, like, go back to their normal routine. He's like, all right, nothing to see here. Move along. Yes, I'm talking to you.
Quit look. Hey, tell your fucking kid to quit looking at me. Quit, you little shit. I swear to gods.
I can't tell my son who to look at or not. And the kid looks at you and he sticks his tongue out.
I kick him in the nuts.
Wait, the man or the child?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna assume for this being, a reasonable, it's a fucking family show, but you kick the man in the nuts and he just falls over and the little kid's just like, why'd you hurt my daddy? And he's just like standing over the man who's just like, oh gods.
I needed to make sure you were the last one of these yet.
And he gets up and he just, fuck you, mate. And he just picks his kid up and they just walk away.
All right.
And people are all kind of like scattering because like you just hit a bystander.
Well done, Mutt. Well done.
We should probably get out of here pretty soon. Oh, and the roof's not on fire anymore. He looks at Locke. You're welcome.
I'm sorry. It was an accident, I promise. I didn't mean to set the building on fire.
Joe just runs up to the door and knocks on it. You're good. Building's not on fire anymore. You can stay inside.
Yeah, as you run over there, you can see there are like already people have like come out now. And they're looking around and one of them has like a ladder and it's not like halfway up. And they're like looking at the house and they're like,
You're good. It's all good. We fixed it.
So you set my house on fire and then you fixed it?
I'm leaving. And he picks up Jane and he just walks down the street. I wasn't a part of this.
Well, you can see some folks beginning to gather and everything as, you know, the commotion kind of happens. It kind of starts to happen. And then you guys begin to hear just a little ways off over the cobblestones. It's very apparent. You don't need to roll a perception check. You hear what the sounds of like rushing footsteps. What do you guys do?
Nope. We're going. We're getting out. Run away.
Fucking leave, dude.
So where are you guys going? Are you heading heading further down the street you're on? Or are you going to turn to that cross street that
try to get it Pearl like, down? High, yeah. Like
Pearl's beelining
cross
down
street or something like somewhere to get away from those people.
Yeah, remember you're at a four-way intersection. So
yeah, down the way that Pearl is sitting on top of was sitting on top of the box.
But while I appreciate your enthusiasm, we can't travel too far. Otherwise, he'll be confused as to how I carried him this distance.
All of you.
Oh, God.
Stop right there!
You guys stay behind. I'll take him.
Okay, you stay. Oh, or you go.
Leave it fucking out. Hey, kids! Locke!
Locke turns around. How does he know my name?
You see the face of Sheriff Bartleby Hadmore.
Oh, no.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Locke starts walking toward him.
You're gonna do this in my district?
Sheriff, thank goodness you're here. I'm so relieved to see you.
You can see he's surrounded by 12 of his own men. He's like, what the hell? It's happening here.
Hadmore has seen a closet before, so he might be able to relate.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, before Locke went over there, she like whispered to Joe, like, get out of here. And then she is now talking to Sheriff Hadmore. Thank goodness you're here. We were just attacked. It was horrible.
By what?
Another closet. Don't you remember?
Yeah, the little bat thing.
Yes, another one found us.
What?
Except they were two.
They weren't attacking you last time. They were attacking that shit we had imprisoned.
Well, they were attacking us this time, and there were two of them.
By the way, where's everyone else? Hey, Arkrov.
Hello.
They're back there.
Hope you're holding up. Where are the rest of them?
Oh, well, you're not aware, I don't think, but we have a few new party members.
Oh, did people have other things? Did Avon, you got like a vacation or something?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, we should say like a permanent... A vacation officer. We have one of the.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know you. Wait a minute. That's... Yes, I do. You're the one always getting in fights up on the west side of the city, huh? I've heard about you. The prize fighter, huh?
The bout.
What are you doing in Guildside? You ain't causing trouble in my district, are you?
There's no one to fight here.
He is one of our friends.
He's been helping us.
Good. Keep him in line. I've heard a lot of things about you.
Hey, but I have a piece of evidence in my arms right here.
No, what you got there? You left him with Joe.
No, I had him in my arms.
Yeah. Who's that? You got a kid in your arms?
Who is that?
But we never got the chance to... Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to carry him by myself anyways. So yeah, I'd be stuck there with you.
Well, he waves to his mates like, clear these fucking people. And looky loos, get the fuck out of here. Clear them out. And then like the guards go around and they're like telling people to leave and disperse and stuff like that. And he's like, make sure no one comes down this fucking alleyway. He walks over to Locke.
Joe just kind of pops out from sort of the back of the group. Hi, I'm so sorry.
Oh, another one.
So to introduce myself, my name is Joe. I'm helping them and working for, you know, the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. We've just got some official business that we've got to take care of. If you don't mind, could I slip away with this one? And she points at the unconscious body of Jane.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to do my proper investigating because it's my fucking job to keep track of this place. And it's been a bit of a mess recently. ever since these kids got in trouble.
And I would be so happy to explain
it
to
you. Oh, I'm sure you'd be happy. That would be great. But I think you need to keep him here. That's fine. I'm sure if there's anything health-wise needs help with, Arkrov could do his thing with the glowy hands and keep him fine. No. That's fine, miss. You can sit right down where you are, okay?
Sheriff, this is an investigation for the Prime Minister and we need her.
I've heard nothing about it. And it's in my district. She doesn't inform me at all.
I'm very sorry about that.
Look, I don't mean to be an ass. This is my jurisdiction. It's my job. This place is under my responsibility. If you're not going to go ahead and let me know when you're doing these things and you're going to be getting in fights with demons in the streets, then I'm going to do my due diligence to find out what's going on. So you have a kid. It looks like a child slung over this man's shoulder at this point. What the fuck is going on?
He's on the eve of his 18th, officer. Here, I'll lay him down. We'll explain right now.
In our defense, we didn't know there would be demons. Otherwise, we would have told you, I swear.
That was not part of the plan.
Let's say this. Arkrov, you're not one to be able to lie. Why don't you tell me a little bit of the truth here? What's going on?
And I'm one to...
We were chasing this one down the street.
Why?
Do you think we could have a conversation...
He just holds his finger up, like the one finger up to Joe. Just like... Mm.
Do you think we could have a conversation in... Is it a more private place? Because we want to ask this person some questions.
Oh, crap, we don't have time for that.
I don't have any need to talk to them, if you can explain why you have them.
Okay, so...
So you could do that on your own time. I just need to know what's going on. Because apparently there's demons running around the streets of my district.
Arkrov explains everything that happened to him. He's very upfront.
You tell him about what's going on with the Fitz Ulrichs and stuff, or what? What's the details?
Yeah.
Because if you mention anything about that, I'll be straight up, he would push for it because it's happening in his district.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it depends on what you want to say and how you're going to, I want to know how you're going to dodge around that part of this. You know what I mean?
I think Arkrov would tell him everything.
About the Fitz Ulrichs too?
Yeah.
They're not going to be happy.
Okay. You tell him about that. He says, first of all, you got to let your wizard friends know that they can go to us when this sort of thing happens. It's literally my job. Sure. Do I need them to get a permit for a magical house to be installed permanently on the premises? Yeah, they don't own that land. So, of course, I have to do something about that. But that's the least of my worries, the fact that their house got fucking destroyed. Some kind of, a gang activity? These kids did it?
They, we were even scared to tell the Prime Minister and her associates.
Well, look, I understand. I work for the woman, technically. But Guildside fucking matters to me. You all can come to me, it's fine. I'm not some big wig. I'm not some lofty, towered, privileged person up there in the Capitol building. It's just me.
Always been so understanding. We appreciate it. Any point, motions to lock. We appreciate you understanding where we're coming from.
Of course, and if I've come off a bit of a prick today, and just it's been a bit of a day, and I didn't expect to see we got reported a riot. In a fight in the streets. So I'm assuming that probably has a lot to do with a couple of your friends.
Sorry, here's the situation. As Okrov said, we were following this boy and Joe, pretending to be his friend, so that we can follow them to, hopefully, Ezra and figure out what's going on. But it only works if this boy doesn't know what we're up to. So we have to get them to a location before he wakes up. You understand the importance of this.
Yeah, of course. We can, if you want to question him back at the station, the precinct, that's fine.
I don't want to question him back at the station. I want to let him go and do his thing with Joe. So we need to get them to a location without us immediately. You understand
He's not going to wake up. He's down. He's not getting back up unless someone fixes.
Someone have a healing potion or something that I could feed him?
Will a healing potion do it?
We do, but... Do we want to do this now?
Yes,
no, not now.
We've got time. There's no time crunch.
Come on, you
guys need
to
calm down.
Show. Don't you understand?
We can only do it if none of us are around. This
exactly.
is a ruse.
This is why I keep asking. I'm so sorry. I just want to slip away. Here's what I think could work. If I have been pulled into an alley or something, with you guys right outside searching for us, then perhaps I could wake him up, convince him that I was able to slip away in the heat of battle, explain what happened, and then convince him that we need to go to Ezra. But he can't do it if any of you are around.
Right.
He needs to think that the situation is still dire and that we'll be caught at any second.
So we need to get you both into an alleyway stat.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm very persuasive.
Brilliant.
Or at least I can be.
Mr. Hadmore, would you be open to this? Would you humor us?
You see him kind of look around a little bit. His head's like canted a bit, just like looking at you guys like with one raised eyebrow.
You can even use your men to help follow us in case perhaps you lose our trail.
Yeah, sure. That wouldn't be obvious at all.
Well, what would be off about us being followed with reinforcements now? I feel like that's completely believable.
I'm less worried about what you're all doing and the fact that there's demons in my streets.
But they want him dead.
They were trying to kill
him. Hold on. So we capture Ezra a bit of time ago, and we start trying to get answers out of him. And then these little Quasit shits show up, try to kill him. And then you have this kid. You're questioning a whole time. He's been in there, what, a week, you said? He's been inside this extra-dimensional home these wizards have? Something like that, give or take? No problems. No Quasits, no nothing.
Well, I don't think they could get in there.
Right.
Well, obviously not. Seems like that spell is particular about who your visitors are. Wish I had that at my place. Keep the in-laws away. It just seems odd that all of a sudden a Quasit comes and attacks you on the streets as soon as you leave. Two Quasits.
Yes. Well,
right. So I just have no reason to believe that we're not going to have a mess of demons on our hands. And I need to prepare for that, because you lot could have taken care of yourselves, and it looks like you did, but you're not normal folk.
Well, the demons will keep coming unless we get to the bottom of who's hiring.
No, I'm not here to stop you from doing this, but as long as he's somewhere they can get to, it seems like they're going to keep trying to find him and shut him up. So it doesn't matter if you're running down the street with him, there may be more. I'm surprised there's not more here right now.
This is true. Oh.
What do you propose we do?
We go to another dimension. That's what he's getting at.
No.
We need to go to another dimension.
As desirable as it seems like that would be, I'm a fucking sheriff, not a wizard. Where's your buddy Hannibal?
Why did you suggest it?
Hannibal's not here.
Because I'm trying to figure out what's going on so that I can protect the people that it's my job to protect.
Fucking brilliant. This man deserves a raise.
It's as if I'm a cop who wants to do his fucking job.
Well, then what do you suggest?
What?
Sure, they might keep coming, but are we going to kill him in the street?
No, I'm not. What the hell?
What?
I never asked you to kill him.
I'm so confused.
There's no other option, Sheriff. Either we kill the boy, or we deal with more closets.
What the fuck?
By the strength of all the fucking 12.
Do you hear this?
The sheriff wants us to kill him.
Never once did I ask you to fucking kill the shit. He's a kid.
We need to create a safe house of some sort so that he will not be attacked.
I'm trying to get the right information so I can protect the people that I'm in charge of. So I don't have fucking demons crawling out my asshole here in Guildside.
Locke is kind of like rubbing her temples in frustration. Okay, please listen and please understand. We do not have time to argue about this because this boy could wake up at any moment. So we need to get them to an alleyway so that he can be awoken with some type of potion. And then they can go on and try to find Ezra. The whole point is to follow the boy. We cannot take him to a safe house or question him or whatever. We don't have time for that. That won't work. We have to wait, let him do what he wants to do. And if that attracts more Quasits, so be it. We'll defeat them again. Do you understand?
I've got an idea.
Oh, what now, Pearl?
What about...
Can't wait to hear this.
The little crow man.
We don't have time to find him.
We have all the time, Locke. That man is unconscious. He's not going to die.
Wait, you're talking about the fucking Blood Raven?
There's no way to find the Blood Raven, and even if we did find him, there's no way to convince him to even listen to us.
That's an urban myth.
I don't know what you're talking about, anybody. What are you talking about?
I think we just need to take this risk. Yeah, more Quasits might appear.
Hold on, dear. Are you all saying you know this guy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This madman who runs around at night in black in a fucking plague doctor's mask.
This is so funny.
Roll a bluff check, you silly bitch.
20.
20.
Wow, that's high for you.
I'm good at bluff.
Yeah, and he rolled a 3 on the die for his sense motive. So he's like, Okay, good, 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 good. I thought you were being serious for a minute. Are you kidding? I mean, if there was a vigilante in my streets, I'd fucking know about it. We'd put him right out. Put him behind bars in a second.
I'm fast with the jokes and fast with the punches, friend.
Well, thanks for the bit of levity there, friends. Yeah, sure. I'm sure you guys will take care of things. Just, you know what? Next time you're going to be doing this in my fucking district, let me know, okay? I can also help you out.
Sheriff. It wasn't exactly the
plan. You're not alone in this.
We shouldn't set buildings on fire either, I guess.
You
what? Right?
You set a building on fire?
No. We put it out.
There's no building on fire.
Oh, great. Sure. Yeah. Cause the arsony and be the firefighters all yourselves. Great. Awesome.
We saved the firefighters some trouble.
Good. Oh, great. Yeah.
And the closets are dead. So you're welcome.
Just keep it off the fucking streets.
Okay.
If you're going to do these things in my district, you're going to fuck off to the Forge Bearer all you want. I don't fucking care. Sheriff Pulvane's a fucking cock. I don't care. But if you're going to do it here in Guildside, you go through me. Okay?
Sheriff, I certainly let you know if any demons have any intention of appearing here that we are aware of. However, feel free, send out a memo to your team or officers. Let them know to be on the lookout, just in case.
For Quasits?
Yes.
Well, fucking get on with it. Goodbye. Nice to see you, Arkrov and Locke, and I guess nice to meet the rest of you. Oh,
thank
sir,
you,
I didn't
Sheriff.
Catch your name. He looks over at Mutt.
Oh, don't worry about me.
He just kind of stares at you for a minute.
It's okay.
You know, it's a little weird not to want to tell me your name, right?
He's not from around here.
Let's just put it this way. I'm sure we'll be working together very closely in the future.
It's a weird thing to say. All right. Well, have a good time, kids. Don't kill the kid.
It's not our intention.
He walks away, raises to his men. Round everything up. Let's get out of here. We're going back to the precinct. False alarm, all of you.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, let's just get on with this bloody plan.
Okay, so let's find a nearby alleyway, and then maybe I could hide behind a trash can or something.
Sure.
Wow, been in many alleyways before, I hear. A trash can.
I don't know. I have to come across as amateur. You can't, you know, I can't come across as though I've come up with some sort of plan. I'm winging it, you know?
How about you wake him up with, like, a kiss or something, like one of those fairy tales?
He is underage, and I may have broken some laws, but not that one, not today.
Locke turns to Pearl. Don't make me talk to your sister.
Anyways, let's get on with it before he wakes up.
Locke turns to Arkrov. Is there any way to know exactly what will wake him up? Like a potion or something?
I can wake him up. Where are we going?
Once we get them in position, then we can hide.
If you want to heal him, you can do it. You just can't be anywhere nearby. It has to seem like I've used a potion or something.
Oh, okay. I can do this, but are we doing it right here?
Does anyone have a potion of healing or something?
I can hear you from a distance. I just don't know where the fuck we're going
but
to do
I can't
it.
Heal.
I
he
can
needs to think it was me.
This.
He needs to think
he
it was
no,
me.
No, he'll just think he woke up.
Okay, here's a potion. Here you are.
Okay.
He gives you a potion to cure moderate wounds.
Okay, we bring them to an alleyway. We set them up to where it looks like she dragged him over there, and then we go hide. Boom.
Okay, how far away do you guys do this?
Where they can't see us.
Okay, half a block away.
No,
the closest place you could do it.
Just right nearby.
We're around a corner.
Like, literally just right around the corner from where we were. It needs to look like I dragged him there. It can't be far away from where we started.
And we're around the corner, not in sight.
Okay, so I need every single person except for Joe to roll a stealth check.
Ooh.
Because you're going to hide.
Yeah, I mean, this is bad because we also don't know what direction he's going to go.
Well, maybe you guys can, like, pretend to be looking for us. Because then I can play it off. Like, they're right outside. We need to go quick, you know? They're looking for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So you can be, like, we can see you. You just have to act like you can't see us.
Okay.
Let me get them stealth checks, y'all.
16.
26 for Mutt.
Ooh.
I rolled a natural 20 for 22.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Ooh. Minus one for Arkrov.
Excellent.
Oh my God.
What's your modifier?
Minus five. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, typically a minus five. I rolled
with
four.
The medium.
Oh, man.
Damn. Okay. Well, you guys are able to, we'll say, you know, like half a block, maybe a block or two away or something, like somewhere in there. You guys drag Jay and you like pull him up like half behind this kind of like set of trash cans and barrels and stuff. And you kind of hide over there. You all hide out on the other side of the alley where they entered, just in a way that you can see if they come out that direction or can maybe make out a little bit what's going on inside the alley. And then Joe, go ahead and administer the potion as you would like to. It's a cure moderate wounds. So it's
2d8 plus 3.
Dang.
Correct.
You said 2d8 plus 3?
2d8 plus 3, correct.
Okay, so 12 hit points.
12 hit points, cool. That's definitely enough to bring him up. You kind of tilt his head back and pour the liquid in and like help him swallow and everything. And he kind of like coughs a little bit off. And he like reaches out and he like grabs your shirt. And he's just like,
calm down.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Shh.
What the fuck happened?
Be quiet.
What the fuck happened?
You almost died.
Okay.
Some creature just came out of nowhere and started attacking you.
A what?
A demon, a creature.
A demon?
Yes. And it knocked you out immediately. And all of the
where is it?
Well, it's dead now, I think. I don't know. Last I saw, they were all fighting them. There was two of them.
Roll a bluff check.
Wait, what's the bluff?
Oh.
Last time I saw, they were all fighting them.
Natural 20 for a 33.
Ooh.
Damn.
Nice.
I think that means nice. He'll never, like, doubt her again. And she doesn't have to roll any more bluff checks for the rest of the campaign.
That's not how it works, dude.
I think that's how it works.
That's not how it works, dude.
I think it is.
Nah, dude.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Wow, you took care. Okay, great. Where the fuck are we?
I don't know why it was attacking you.
I don't even care if it, why it was. We just have to just get out of here.
Multiple were coming out of nowhere.
What?
Yes, there was more than one.
Okay, we need to go.
We need to get somewhere safe. Look, I don't know what's going on. We need to find Ezra.
There's demons chasing us, and you want me to take you to the guy that runs our organization? Are you fucking stupid?
So she's gonna cast suggestion at this point.
Okay.
Let me pull it up.
Oh, risky move, but I like it.
Okay, so I can influence the actions of a target creature by suggesting a course of activity. And it has to be worded in a way that sounds reasonable. And then, and it lasts for an hour per level. And then there can be...
Wait. Is this a spell you just got or you already have?
I've had it. Remember, cool. I was talking about how I wanted to get rid of it to switch it out for something else?
Yeah, I just wanted to double check.
I've had it. It's no a level 2 spell that I've had.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if it's a save. Yeah.
Will save. It's a will save, yeah. Oh, dang, guys. He's got a bunch of spell resistance. It you got to roll. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck off.
this 17-year-old
it turns out
kid.
This kid is a lich.
Oh, no, not again. Oh,
man, not again.
Okay, let me roll his will save here. That is an 8.
That's a fail.
Okay, what do you say as you cast the spell? What is the sentence you say to him after he says, "Are you fucking stupid? Why would we take him? Why would we go there?"
Something weird is going on. We don't know who to trust. Ezra is the only one who can help us. We have to go to him immediately.
You see him like you kind of start to cast the spell, and he gives you like a weird look as you're casting it. As you just kind of do like a couple hand motions because it. No, it doesn't. I'm sorry. It just has a verbal and a material component. So you just say the suggestion. Mm-hmm. And he kind of like gives you a weird look at first, and you watch like his eyes kind of roll back, and he like shakes his head like he's smelled something bad. And he kind of like his eyes open and they flutter open a bit. He's like, okay. I mean, I don't know where he is right now, but we can try to go somewhere safe and we can ask for him.
That works.
I mean, I don't keep tabs on the guy.
Of course not. And it's been a while. He'll want to see you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he should be able to take care of this. Okay.
We have to
think.
Be very careful, though.
If we're going to... Well, I was originally going to take us to the safe house. It's only about a handful of blocks from here, but Ezra never goes there. So, well, shit. We're going to have to... I mean, in all honesty, we're going to have to go underneath the boarding house, so...
Oh, my God.
Underneath.
I mean, easiest entrance there without actually going straight through the... I mean, you know how old Marion is. She doesn't like us, you know, trekking through on missions straight through the boarding house. So, I mean, if we go underneath the warehouse... And then we can lead us over to the boarding house if we want to do that. Have you ever been underneath before? I don't think I've ever taken you under there before, huh?
No, I don't think so.
You're such a greenie. Okay, where are we? I don't even know which way is which.
I mean, I just dragged you right down the alley next to where we left off. I don't...
Okay, here, I'm going to go walk down that direction and see what everything's going on. He goes just to walk back down when you guys
be
came.
Be careful.
In. Okay, he just walks out. He looks around really quick.
They could be anywhere. Oh, stop.
I don't see any.
It's just, oh my God. Come.
I'm just kidding. There's no one over here. He just walks back down. There's no one out there. What are you talking about? And you guys like watch him walk out to look at a bunch of you. I'm going to see like, yeah, fucking natural 2 on his perception check. He just looks out and you guys like see him. And Arcroft, you swear he looks right at you, but you just don't move. You just hold still. And he just walks back in into the...
Oh, my God.
That's fine. I wish you could... Man, it's an audio medium, Foz. Your faces don't count.
Your laughter is worth every penny.
Aww.
So she's going to run out.
My heart.
She's going to kind of run after him and grab him by the arm. It's like, you have to be stealthy.
No, we need to get to the boarding. We need to get to the boarding house very quietly and stealthily.
No. First of all,
she says it in a way that she's hoping that you walk in here.
We don't fucking say that in public.
I'm sorry.
We're in the middle of a street. Okay.
Meanwhile, this guy was talking about the secret entrance to the safe house beneath the boarding house.
Yeah, but they were behind some stuff, and he said it quiet.
Oh, okay.
And they're just talking in the middle of the street
right now.
Yeah. So let's just go. Okay.
Yes, let's go. And
it's going to take us a little while to get over there. So
that's fine.
Let's just be casual. Okay.
Casual.
Yeah.
Casual almost got us killed by demons.
He like rubs his forehead.
Fine.
If someone's sending demons after us, they know where we are. So hiding doesn't do anything.
She just takes a deep breath.
Trying to sneak through an alley behind people's homes and businesses, that's fucking suspicious as shit. We're going to literally walk down the main street. Fuck, we're going to cut through the parliamentary assemblage because it's a shortcut.
Okay.
I just need a different shirt. And he like shows his shirt and it's like covered in blood.
Oh.
Thanks for the healing potion, by the way. I appreciate it.
Of course.
He just goes ahead and he walks over and he like back into the alley and finds like a clothesline and just like takes his bloody shirt off and throws it to the side and just like pulls a different tunic on over it. He's like, it's a little tight. He's like, it's a little uncomfortable, but it'll fucking do.
It looks great. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. And he kind of like stands up taller and he goes ahead and he's like, come on, let's just walk down the street.
So casual. We're going to be the most casual.
He says, in fact, and he puts his arm at his side and he says, casually?
Oh, okay. Sure. Casual. And she just follows suit.
Oh, yeah.
Then you guys just begin walking down the street. And he's just like, maybe he even brings up like a casual conversation of you know, just whatever. Really like meaningless stuff. Just to seem like you guys are just on a walk. Normal people. Both of you just were probably sweaty from like running around doing all this stuff. So, you know, not exactly entirely casual, but trying to play as normal as you can. Are the rest of you literally following them?
Yes, but very far behind.
I'm following pretty close.
Arcrum's okay, anybody who wants to follow and be stealthy can please roll a new stealth check because you're moving.
Ooh, natural 20. 26.
21 for Mutt.
And a 14 for Pearl.
Okay. Arcroft?
I mean, I wasn't trying to move stealthily, but...
Oh, you're just going to be like walking way behind, but just not trying to... Okay. All right, so you guys go on for a little while. Mutt, you're able to kind of blend in with the crowd, but be relatively close to these two. Something you're probably pretty adept at. Not the first time you've tailed somebody out in the middle of the... Like, out in the open, you know? So, definitely able to keep a beat on them. But you guys watch as they kind of... They exit Guildside. So you guys are on the very edge of the actual district. You go through the Lavender Promenade, as you guys went into before. Kind of the previous Nobles District. Very fine architecture and everything. And eventually, you do cross into the Parliamentary Assemblage. That goes off without a hitch. Like, it's actually more crowded than there. You guys actually can see there's a group of people in the Parliamentary Assemblage. It's not right next to the Parliament building. It's actually just like in that district, the center kind of area of the city. You can actually see there's a town crier that is currently like standing on like a little podium and shouting out to people. And there's like a small crowd growing. Does anybody want to like roll a perception check to see like, you know, listen into what they're doing? Or are we just going
to
continue
Jill
on?
Jill wants to try and see.
I'll roll a perception check.
14.
17 for Locke.
Anybody else?
Don't worry about me.
Nah, Pearl knows when people speak loud, they normally say nothing.
Arcrow's just trying to keep up.
That's funny because I feel like Pearl yells everything he says, but, you know, whatever.
I think that's just Dave Felix.
So as you guys are walking past, you see this town crier is this elven gentleman, and he's just yelling out, all of you, we've heard all that our prime minister has promised us, and she's brought in this outsider alongside her as her deputy. This man, this horned devil, to rule alongside her, and they will never bring proper order to our country. I push you all to vote and nominate Orifax the Gilded as your next prime minister. And people are like, Orifax the Gilded? And some people are like, yeah, Orifax. He looks for order in Arden. He pushes to overthrow the stipulations that have ran our country and our people into the ground.
And that's all you guys hear as you're walking past.
What was the name again?
Orifax the Gilded. If anyone has knowledge local, they can roll it.
Wait, did I hear that?
Yeah, the folks who rolled got to like listen in. So everyone else is basically too worried about the task at hand and not paying attention. It's just somebody else fucking yelling, basically.
Okay, I got a 29 for knowledge local.
Ooh.
Okay. Orifax the Gilded is a relatively well-known military leader, not quite old enough to have been involved in the wars of, you know, about half a century ago, but
over the last, 20 years, we've seen a lot of interaction with the orc tribes from up north, and he's led quite a few different battles alongside them invading on Ardish claims to land. He is a well-renowned dragonborn of golden scales that seems to have thrown in his nomination for prime minister. Anything else particular you want to know about him?
Do we know him from the original podcast?
I don't think so. Or
the original? Okay, I didn't think so.
Doesn't sound familiar.
You said he was a relatively well-known military leader, not old enough to be involved with the original war. He's a well-renowned dragonborn of golden scales, is what you said.
Yeah, he's a golden dragonborn. His scales are literally golden.
And then there was one other thing you said that I didn't catch because I was typing the other one up.
He basically kept the onslaught of the orcs from the north from continuing to encroach on Ardish land in the past. So.
Okay, cool. Do I want to know anything else about him? Is he normally from Rigel or is he from?
Yeah, no, he's from Rigel okay. For sure. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a lot of information, so I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys continue through because it starts to get a little more crowded on this end of the city. You guys are able to tail pretty well at this point. No, I keep rolling perception checks for Jane and not one of them has been above 10 on the die. So pretty shit. So you guys are able to get almost all the way to the actual warehouse in the Forge Barrow. You guys are basically across the street from it. You're like in an alleyway that leads there and you can see the warehouse. This is where, you got captured by these people you're now with, where you watched your friends die, one of their friends died, and you watched the detective get captured, Joe. And you're saying, he's like, okay, we just got to make it in. He's like, there's a couple guards out front, but if I give him the proper hand signal, they'll let us in. You know the hand signal?
She would know the hand signal, right? I feel like she would.
I don't know. Do you?
I don't, but just say yes. Joe? Yeah. Joe knows
only
it.
Only say yes.
Let me make sure you're doing it right, because you're new. So just show it to me.
She does the hand signal.
What does she do?
It looks like this.
Fucking hell, she would know.
Shane's doing the PP and vagina sign.
Yeah. Oh my God, Foz.
Foz is... No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not even going to say it. And if you say it, I'll cut it out. It's just fucking middle school.
I didn't see it.
Oh, come on. Middle what school isn't cut out.
That'd be so funny. She's just like, this, right?
And he'd be like, yes, that is the sign. Yes, that is the sign. And he looks at you like, okay, so you don't know it. Okay, that's fine. Well, let's just, come on. And he goes ahead. He's like, okay, there's no one doing around. Where are you guys at? Because they walked down an alley.
I feel like I'd be pretty close.
We're listening at the end of the alley.
Yeah, I'd be like around the corner or something.
Did you maybe go around to head them off maybe to watch, but you wouldn't? Did you walk down the alley?
No.
So you guys wait and he kind of looks out of the alley. You guys maybe see his head peek out a little bit. And he's like, okay.
We should probably look to see what the sign is.
Yeah, can Locke peek her just one eye over the edge so she can see the...
Yeah, I assumed you guys position yourself where you can maybe see what was going Why don't you guys, for that purpose, with him looking out, why don't you all roll me a new stealth check?
Okay.
Whoever's hiding.
9.
Ooh.
27.
Ooh.
15 for Pearl.
13 for Arkrov.
How did Arkrov roll higher than me? Fuck.
Natty 18, baby.
So you guys can see as you're looking over towards that alley, you can see Jane's head peeks out and he looks around and you notice Locke, there's a moment from where you're hiding. You see him kind of look over in that direction and squint and then immediately go back in the alley. And he looks back. He goes over and looks over to Joe. Those fucking people that were after us, they were holding us. They're fucking here.
What?
They're fucking here. They're right outside. I saw the elf girl.
Shit. What do we do? Do we try and lose them?
We can't lead them into the warehouse. Well, they already know that it's there, right? We can't let them know that we cannot let them know that there's an entrance underneath it. We cannot let them know.
I don't know what to do. Do we just sneak in? What if we're really, really quiet and really sneaky about it?
We can't take the chance. We got to lose them first. We got to lose them. We got to double back.
Okay. Yeah, sure. You lead the way.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna head north up the street, and he kind of nods to the right.
North.
We're gonna head north up the street.
Okay.
And then we're gonna double back. There's a back alleyway that goes almost straight into the back entrance of the warehouse.
Yes.
And hopefully we can maybe dodge down a couple alleys or whatever, and hopefully we'll lose them. Maybe they won't even be able to trail us. There's a bunch of people here right now. It's
absolutely
people are coming
brilliant.
Home. There's plenty of breweries on this side of the Forge Barrel. Dwarves and stuff.
For sure.
And so we could definitely make it work. There's plenty of people out.
It's perfect. It's a great idea. Let's go.
Okay, give me just one sec. He just looks out real quick again. He's like, yeah, she's still there. I don't even think she's noticed that I've seen her. So let's just go.
God damn it.
So then he goes ahead and you guys can see because where you're standing, you see them step out and then they don't go towards the warehouse. They go north. They go up the street past the warehouse. What do you guys do?
Fucking follow them.
I was going to say chill, but we don't know. It's chill.
Mutt follows them. Locke says to Arkrav, shit, I think they saw me. What do we do?
Does Locke know that they saw her?
You wouldn't really have any idea whether they saw you or not.
Look at me.
Yeah, but they're far enough away where you couldn't tell if he was looking directly at you in particular. But like, he's in the direction of where you guys are standing. And I imagine you and Arkrav are probably in similar areas.
Okay, I don't say that. I say to Arkrav, what do we do? They're leaving.
We should keep a watch on the warehouse, see where they go next.
Maybe they'll come back.
Hopefully.
Let's hide and wait it out. Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they got spooked or something.
So in the direction that they're going, is there a way that we could surmise that they would be going in a different direction?
Do you guys have knowledge local?
Nope.
Maybe make an intelligence check to maybe see like if you know the streets here, but I'm going to imagine Locke is like Laura, no sense of direction even in a city she's grown up in.
Probably.
I just know you.
And Arcroft's new here, doesn't know this area of the town probably very well.
Locke used to work here and still doesn't know.
She took one route from home to here, from home to here.
She literally works here. That's insane.
Guys, I drive through Irvine all the time. I don't know how the fuck to get around that goddamn city.
It's confusing.
I'm the same way.
It's super confusing. So
we just hide where we are. We find some place to hide.
Okay, you guys can do that. That's fine. Mutt, are you still tailing them?
Oh, yeah.
Pearl, what are you doing?
What?
Okay, so first question, are there guards outside of the warehouse still?
Yes.
Okay. Pearl, man, I don't know.
Are you not with Mutt?
You know what? I think at this point, like, they would be chumming it up, kind of just talking and walking. That doesn't sound like a bad idea at all.
Did I make that up?
No, it was just, like, I honestly didn't know where I wanted Pearl to, like, end up in this. He didn't want to, like, rush towards shit. But yeah.
Let's, he can hide with us?
No. He doesn't want to hide right now. So we'll just have it that, like, Pearl, like, stops when he sees you guys kind of hiding ahead. And he will just kind of be like an outlier waiting for Mutt to show back up, like, or just anyone. He'll just kind of hang back a little bit and just see what's going on, because he doesn't want to throw things off like he has in the former times. So,
okay. So you guys hang out there. Mutt, you continue tailing. Do you happen to have knowledge local?
No.
Okay. So you're tailing them as they start to go more north, and you watch as they actually go into an alley and basically immediately turn back around. I would say with your stealth check, you're able to just kind of like step behind another person and like the people that are walking around to not be like clearly within eyesight, and then able to like kind of turn back around in the heel and follow them. And they go back down a different alley a little ways away. And so are you going to continue to follow them there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So for going into the alley, because there's less people here, go and roll me a new stealth check.
Another 27.
Okay. Yeah, you go down. It seems like they're not noticing you. I don't know if, Joe, if you want to roll to see if you notice that Mutt is behind you guys.
Yeah, I'll roll. Got a 16.
16. Yeah, you might even look over your shoulder. You don't see anyone in the alley with you guys. Mutt is stealthy like a cat. So you guys continue walking through this alley and you end up like doubling back around into the main street and then in through another alley. You're basically just weaving in and out, trying to make sure you like don't keep a consistent path. And Mutt, you're able to just keep on them. It's not, what they're doing is not complicated. It's not particularly useful. It's obvious this is a fucking kid who thinks he's like playing fucking spy right now. You know, like it's like, this might throw off somebody, but you're like, I've followed people that are much more like competent than this. So you're able to do it really easily. And I imagine that Mutt's not even like sneaking around. He's just walking around. And anytime they start to look over their shoulder, you just step to the side, like behind a box. And then you just like the whole time, like never once have you crouched. You're just walking.
That's it.
Like with this fucking axe over his shoulder, just like can very easily step to the side when he needs to. And eventually you do come around to what looks like the backside of that warehouse that they were going towards before. And so as you guys kind of get close to it, Jane and Joe, you end up going to the back door, and he's like, okay, I think we lost him. I haven't seen any. Have you seen anyone?
No, no one.
Okay. We got to go get one of the guards to open up. So, why don't, can you go like run out to the front and like act distressed and like get one of the guards to come see us?
Yeah, what if I run into one of them?
You'll have the guards there at least.
Okay, that's a really good plan. I trust you. And she just rolls her eyes after she turns around, like, what the fuck is this idiot on about? And then goes around the corner back the direction they came from to get to the front entrance.
Okay, you go to the front, you kind of walk around the alley, and you see there's the two guards standing out front.
Did she pass by like Mutt?
No, there's you guys came down one alley that leads to the the back entrance, but you can go around to the front side. It's different. Okay. It's not just like one way.
I thought he was insinuating that we turned back the way that we came from. And I was like, what the hell plan is
no,
that? Got it.
But you go up front, and I'm going to be honest, like you can see Arkrov and Locke like standing in and out. It's so fucking obvious. These two, you can literally see them just standing and you're like, okay, clock to them. And then you go ahead and
she just looks at them and has like a really like puzzled look on their face. Like, what the hell?
Arkrov puts a big finger to his mouth.
To his snout.
I thought we were hiding.
Yeah, you're just bad.
We're trying.
You said we could.
You come over, you see them, and then there's just two guards standing out front of the warehouse.
Hey, hello, guards. Oh, I'm so sorry. And she does the hand motion that she was just taught.
No, he didn't show it to you.
Oh, I thought he did.
He stepped out and saw them, was like, we gotta fucking go. So you don't know the hand motion.
What the fuck did he send me out here for then?
To get their attention.
He told you to come get, he said to come get them, get their attention.
Oh, hi. Can you come here real quick?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is something wrong?
Yes. Yes, there is something wrong. Can you come over here?
Does it say you're rather distressed?
What is it?
Well, my friend and I trying to get inside, and he knows the hand motion, but I don't. And so I need you to come over here so he can show you what the hand motion is.
Miss, I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
Just act distressed.
There's, I don't know, a cat stuck in a tree over there. Do you mind helping? Just, can you come, please?
Why don't you go call up the Thanes everybody's always talking about? We don't do that shit. We're guarding this place. Thanes.
You're right here. What are you doing anyways? Do you even have a job? Are you just standing there? This is probably the most exciting thing that's happened to you all night. Just come.
Miss, I'm going to need you to clear the premises.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm just going to go get him. Clearly, I'm not suited for this. She turns back around and goes to get Jane.
He looks at you, he's like, okay, where are they?
It didn't work. I don't know the hand motion.
What did you say to him?
I told them to come over here, and they said no.
No, you just act like you were distressed, like something was wrong.
Oh.
And they don't have any choice but to come over
here. Well, I said there was a cat stuck in it.
I just fuck it. And he just like pushes past you, and he goes in, he's like, God damn it. He just like turns the corner and walks out and goes over to the guards. Do you follow him?
Yeah, she's right behind him.
Okay, so everyone who's currently watching who can see that, I would imagine, Mutt, you probably weren't able to see the front of the warehouse from the angle you're at, because you have to walk right in front of him, basically. So you're able to have a beat on the back door, but the rest of you, roll a perception check if you can see exactly what Jane is doing.
Can we from our hiding spot?
You can.
So Pearl rolled a 24.
Okay.
26 for Locke.
Oh.
9 for Arkrov.
Okay, Pearl, Locke, and Joe, because Joe, you do go out there and able to see it. You guys see, he walks over and he's like, hey, and they're just like,
oh.
The guy's like, oh, great, another kid. What do you kids want? And he looks at him and he goes, and he just takes his hand, he makes the shape of an eye and just puts it on his forehead.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
The guy just stops, stands up, and just goes inside and closes the door. And Jane just kind of nods at the other one. And the other guy's looking at him like, what? Get the fuck out of here. And the guy, Jane turns around and just, like, runs off towards the other side of the alley. And he goes, like, come on, come on, come on. He just grabs your hand. Like, these guys, they don't like to fuck around. They don't like to fuck around. Come on. And so, Mutt, you now see them kind of hustling back towards the back door. And he watches the door, like, opens up. And they just, like, he's like, come on. Just pushes Joe inside. And they just go in, and the door just... What do you guys do?
Wait for that fucking guard to leave.
There's now one guard standing in front of the warehouse, and they've now gone inside the warehouse through the back door.
Where's the guard that let them in?
He is apparently still in the warehouse.
Oh, he went in with them.
He went in the front door and then opened the back door for them.
The other one didn't seem to know what the hell was going on.
Or he just wanted the kid not to stand out in front of the fucking warehouse suspiciously.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that also works.
What's everybody else doing?
I think we're just going to wait. There's not really anything else we can do, right? Anything else we can do?
You get to barge in.
Okay. So, Joe, you come back into this warehouse. It's in one of the, like, side rooms. There's the back door kind of opens up from, and the guards just, like, fucking get on with it. Next time, just give us the hand signal up front, okay? Okay,
I didn't
Missy?
Know it.
Well, you should. Don't fuck around. We're clearing the place out. You can't be coming through here anymore. We're even closing the entrance off, so it's fucking last chance, okay? And he just goes and walks off. The kid's like, okay. He's like, oh, that's weird. Okay, it's fine. Let's just go. And he leads you back into the break room. He goes over to the corner of the break room where the little furnace is, and he actually reaches behind and pulls on what looks like a fire poker, but it just doesn't come off the wall. It just tilts off the wall, and you watch as the furnace actually just like spins in a circle and goes downward, leading to a staircase.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, who saw the young kid do the eye symbol?
It would be Pearl, Joe, and Locke.
Okay.
Arcroft, so, you saw him do something with his hands, but you couldn't catch the details.
But Locke saw. Okay.
Yeah, Locke, Pearl, and Joe saw.
Okay, so I guess we just go down the stairs. Well, this would have been super helpful to know about when I almost died here.
You gotta prove yourself before you get to see all this shit, but this is dire circumstances, so.
You're right. It's fair. I'm just...
You know how long it took me to get on this good side of Ezra? You know I've been in this since I was 14, right?
14?
Yeah.
Wow. I admire your work ethic and...
Thanks.
Your dedication to the cause.
Yeah, let's just get downstairs before, like, we get killed or something. Cool. So he just begins to, like, walk down into the stairs. It's like this almost straight down, like, spiral staircase that just goes straight into the ground. You probably go down maybe 20 or 30 feet, and eventually you come into this kind of landing where there's, like, some braziers and everything that are set up, well, some candles that kind of light the way. He's just like, okay, so as you guys are walking down these, like, this little hallway, he's like, this is highly secret. I don't know what's going to happen. Because I don't have permission to bring you here, but we'll see what happens. Probably not.
Okay, not super convincing, but I'll take it.
Okay, let's just keep going. God. So, you guys get to, like, basically down this hallway you're walking, there's, like, it comes to a T intersection. He's like, okay, so, the way down this direction, nobody's allowed down there. I watched somebody go down there once and haven't seen him again. So don't go that way. Always turn left.
Always turn left.
That's actually a good rule. Whenever you're down here, don't ever go right. Always turn left.
Right. I mean, no, left. Got it.
Except there is the one. It doesn't matter. I'll fill you in if we see it. There's the one time or two. There's a couple. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Just go left. So he ends up taking you down this. Or basically, like, it feels like these old catacombs. Like, it's like they're very much like kind of there's cobwebs in the corners. It's got this dusty, moldy kind of smell. The flooring is chipped. It's like old flagstone. Like, it's very strange. It feels very alien and out of the ordinary for what is usually part of Rigel. Do you want to say something, Steph?
Just the whole time as they're walking, she's just going to egg them on with, like, little compliments.
Thank goodness you are so good at directions. I would just be lost completely without your help.
Yeah, you'd still be in that cell.
Absolutely. I'm very thankful for you.
Well, it's the least I could do.
Yeah, she's just, like, egging him on, saying all the things she thinks he wants to hear to try and hopefully gain some favor later on.
Yeah, roll a diplomacy check.
Okay.
There you go.
31.
31, okay. And he's just like, you can say, like, there's a couple times you even catch him, like, blushing and stuff like that. He's like, it's fine. Stop. Come on. You keep saying this. My head's not going to fit through these narrow corridors. So you guys go on for a little bit. You can even see along the walls, it looks like if you maybe cleared off some of the dust or maybe some grime that's built up here, there might be, like, etchings in the wall or, like, faint kind of, like, maybe even, like, pictographs and stuff. But, like, it's not anything you can make out at a glance. You'd have to stop and spend time doing it. And if you ever kind of stop, he grabs your arm and tugs. And he's like, don't wait around here, okay? This is a pathway from one place to another. It's not a place for you to hang out.
What is this place?
Don't worry about it.
How long has it been here?
He stops and says, like, looks at you. He grabs you by the shoulders. Joe, I don't fucking know. I don't ask these questions because I don't want to die. Okay.
I also don't want to die. So it's
good.
Keep going,
great. He turns back on his heels and goes, like, let's go. So it takes you guys a little while. Y'all are standing outside this warehouse and it's like 20 minutes go by and you've seen the only thing you guys have noticed out front is that the other guard came back out the front door and is now standing back where he was originally. Anybody want to do anything?
I don't know what there is for us to do.
You got to do it.
Somebody knows the symbols.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. Pearl will come up behind you guys.
And he'll be like, Pearl. Well.
I imagine it probably scares the shit out of Arcroft.
Hi. Hi. You could have been a singer in another life. Tiny one.
I have enough people to speak into my ears. Don't do this again.
What is it?
Everyone's so fucking eager. We can just, like, take a seat. One of us has to give one of those square-jawed assholes at the front a little signal like this.
And he does the...
I saw that.
Okay, so she's on it.
What do we do once we're inside?
Well, here's the thing. You look young enough to do that signal. You do that, you bring the man around the other side, and I grab him. And I tell him, take us to the entrance or you'll die.
Why don't we just do the symbol and then we all go?
I don't look like a fucking child, do I?
Who's Why do we need to look like a fucking child?
They're not necessarily all children. Oh, we know Ezra's not a child.
That's one person out of the whole group of people that we met.
Joe's not really a child either.
Joe's like fucking 18 years old.
If you think
she's 22.
If you think that there is a secret symbol, I think all of us could get in, possibly.
People know my face. I cannot get in like this.
Well, what do I do once I'm in there?
You bring us all in. We are breaking in aggressively on this side.
I don't think breaking in aggressively is really ideal.
I was saying, you put your finger up, we go to the back. I can knock the man out, choke him, tell him, take us to the place.
Don't
anybody
you think
else?
That's
you have a better
going to
idea.
End poorly.
How about we just do the symbol and see what happens?
They just open the door for us.
This is true. What is wrong with this?
The only problem is if Jane sees us, then the whole plan is ruined.
So that's why it's been 20 minutes. I don't know how far ahead of us she is.
This is about the gods. This is nothing more than about just the outside defenses. This has nothing to do by talking to people that have never been to war. I swear to God.
Why the fuck do we have to attack them when we know the fucking symbol? Let us go use the symbol and see what happens. If we need to do something else, we will react.
All right, now let's think about this logically. If we get inside with the symbol and then we go to follow Jane and Joe, here's the thing. Wherever they're going, I highly doubt it's anywhere we're not going to be noticed. So we get inside and follow them and then they see us and then Joe's cover is blown. I don't really understand why that's going to help. The whole point is so that Joe gets to Ezra.
Okay, so Joe takes on Ezra by herself. So what the fuck then? Like, she is
of course
going
not,
to die.
Well, he's not going to do anything to her. You think she's one of them.
Okay, then why are we here? Why are we here?
Because this was supposed to go differently.
We need to follow them quickly.
All right.
And we're going to cut back over to Joe and Jane here. So it's been a little while into it, and eventually you basically come to the end of this corridor that's kind of wound a little bit, and there's just a door. The door is very plain, mostly made of old wood. You tell the bottom of it's a little rotted away, but you can see at the top of it, probably only about an inch and a half wide, is the etching of what looks like an eye. This is okay. Oh, we just got a knock. We're going to give the secret knock, classic secret knock. And we'll just...
Classic?
Yeah, everybody knows it. It's actually really that secret, but it's just...
Right.
I just do what they fucking tell me.
Okay.
Plus, I don't come down here very often. He just walks over and he just gives the classic. It's really ridiculous to hear him do it in like this dank, dark tunnel. He looks and he just goes, it wasn't my idea.
Okay, whatever.
And there's probably like a 2-minute wait. And if you like suggest a knock again, he's just like shakes his head.
Yeah.
And eventually like you hear like a... And you see a familiar face. This is someone you would have met. This is Kit. He just like pokes his head out and he's just like, what the hell? What the first of all, it's fucking good to see you, mate. What the hell is this one doing here? Looks at you. What the fuck are you doing here?
It's a really long story.
Yeah, it better be pretty short.
I got captured, got thrown in the cell with this one, and we escaped, and some demons have tried to kill us, and now we're here because we need help.
What the fuck do you think you'd find here? He just like has his head sticking out of the door.
Well, I don't know. He's the one who led me here.
He's just like, what? This is the only place I knew to go. She said it would, maybe we should look for Ezra. He's like, fucking looking for Ezra. You want to fucking talk to Ezra right now? When there's fucking things hot on your tail? You want to fucking talk? You want to lead them? You led them right fucking here. And he's just like, I don't know. But it was your idea.
It was really scary and we had to make some decisions and it was stressful, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to definitely say you all need to go back to where... You hear a voice come from behind him. What's going on out there? There's kind of a moment where he's like, oh, you see like the door peek open and you just see Ezra standing over this kid.
Fuck.
He's just standing there for a second and just looking at you. You can see like the scar running down over the one eye. And he's actually just cleaning a pair of spectacles that he puts on his face.
She just kind of like nudges Jane. Say something.
He's just standing there. Hello, sir. I fucking told you to get off with that fucking sir stuff. What did you all come all the way down here for? You're looking for me? You got some things chasing after you, yeah?
We need help.
Yeah, come on. Come on, love. Why don't you come inside? He swats Kit over the top of the head and be like, don't be a fucking shit to our friends. He's like, yeah. All right, so no, sorry. He just like walks inside. Come on. And you come in and this is like this large kind of open room. It's odd. It looks like it might have at one point been some sort of like underground mausoleum, but has been kind of maybe
repurposed in a sense. And he goes over and he sits down at the desk that's underground here. And there's like different entryways and exits that go off in different directions. There's probably about six other ones from this main little central room. But he just sits down. He's like, pull up a chair, love. What are you all running from? Heard you were running for something, huh? And Jane's like, well, is it? No, I'm asking the lady.
Hi, I'm Joe.
I haven't met you before. I know you're working for us. I know you're staying at the boarding house.
So rude of me to not introduce myself. I'm Joe.
You're Joanna Huxley. I know what your name is. I know who your parents are. I know where you're from.
Right. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you formally. For the first time, I've heard so many good things about you. Your question. So we got captured by this ragtag group of people separately, and they threw us in a cell together, and then we got the opportunity to escape, and then some demons came out, and that allowed us the opportunity to lose them, and we didn't know where else to go because here we are alive and these things are after us and we don't know where to go that's safe, and people are trying to come after us. And so he said that he could bring us here, and I thought it might be safest.
You see him kind of look over at Jane and raise an eyebrow. Well, I guess right off the bat, I'll have to say sorry to you two.
Sorry?
My apologies.
For what?
Well, neither of you include... I guess this one, too, points over at Kit, who's just sitting over in the corner now. Not any of you kids know this, but, you know, we have a contingency in case any of you all get captured, myself included, yes? What we're doing is fucking important.
Contingency?
Where exactly were you being held? And for how long? And Jane's like, oh, for almost a week. Once again, I'm not talking to you, boy. And she's like, okay, sorry.
Well, first they took me to the parliament, and the detective was there, and they...
What happened to him? I haven't heard from him in a few days.
Well, he got killed because he wouldn't speak.
Who killed him?
The tiefling, Pharrell.
Okay, thank you for narrowing it down. It's not like there's two of them in the city.
I don't know.
So, wait, why were you involved in the interrogation, love?
I don't know, because they thought I was working with him. They captured me at the warehouse, and I was alive, and they took me to try and interrogate me, but...
It's not exactly typical interrogation tactics to do it two at a time. Usually you want to separate the accomplices, make sure you figure out who has the different information. And he looks over at Kit. And Kit comes over and, like, grabs Jane by the shoulders and, like, drags him off of the chair into another room. And Jane's like, oh, what? You just see Kit just, like, punches him in the face, drags him into another door, and just, the door closes.
Oh.
Shit.
Now, look.
Okay.
You're new here.
Sure am.
Jane's not. He knows there's a way we do things.
Right.
And I'm going to have to remind him that there are very particular ways we do things.
Sure, okay.
Kit knows what I mean.
He's a very... dedicated lad. I'm sure he will be a great student.
You watch him kind of lean in, and he puts two fingers on your knee, and he just goes, this is the point where you stop fucking talking.
Oh, okay.
Takes his hand back. What the fuck really happened, and who the fuck are you with? And we'll pick it up there in episode 35.
Oh, my God.
Shit. You got yourselves in a whole mess of trouble. I imagine the post-credit scenes of this episode is just Mutz just smoking a cigarette in the back alley, just leaning on his fucking axe.
Yeah, see? Pearl had a stand-up plan.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Maybe we can do the plan next week. Maybe we'll see what happens next week. Maybe. Hopefully you guys can figure something out before we have to roll up a new character for Stephanie. Character number three last little leg of here as I murder her other character.
We have to rest so we get our level 5 stuff.
Oh yeah, we fell asleep because we were so tired.
So far, don't take her away from me.
Don't waltz into the lion's den without a lion person.
Beautiful.
Anyways, everybody, we'll...
There it is. You heard it here first.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Quest Side Story here at the Pod Called Quest. We're coming down to the last little reel. This is truly the end of this little thing here, folks. So really save your Quest Side Story while you have it. We will be moving on to something different very soon. Once we go ahead and finalize that, have a bit more of an idea of what we're going to be doing, we'll definitely be announcing it to everybody, probably to the folks in the Patreon first. It won't be like a Patreon exclusive thing. It'll just be something in the interim to move us between Quest Side Story to when we can eventually get in the same room and get back to the fucking murder hobos extraordinaire, the Thanes of Rigel. Hopefully we get there soon.
Air. Yeah.
Exactly. Just
breathing in your mouth and breathing in your mouth and breathing in your mouth.
But as always, folks, please shout us out, as a bunch of people have been doing recently over on Twitter and Instagram at Pod Called Quest. We love talking to you. We love hearing that stuff. It's so encouraging to get through this time right now, which is just crazy busy of doing this, the podcast and everything else in our lives. So we love hearing from you. Keep doing that. Check out the old website over at podcalledquest.com. You can check out the store. We've got our merch up there officially now. You can buy shirts and decals. You can also check out all the free homebrew stuff, including the Unchained Bard class that I wrote that our good old Stephanie is playing as Joe. It's like a little update. Keeps the Bard a little more fresh, makes them a little more interesting and customizable, like a modern Pathfinder class. Because, you know, the original Bard is, while it's a great class, is a little, they all look the same, essentially. As always, a big shout out to Sirenscape, Larian Studios, The Game Kitchen, and CD Projekt Red for their amazing sound effects and music, as well as all the other composers' music we use via Creative Commons. You can check them out in each and every episode's description and at podcalledquest.com/music. Please go check out blacklivesmatter.com. Find out a way you can donate or get involved, or at least get a little bit more aware of the situation so that you can be an ally in the fight for equity and equality here in America. But with that, folks, we love you so very much. We love all of you patrons for sticking by us this year. We're so appreciative, and we will see you all in the next one. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye. See you guys.
See y'all next year.
Do I sound like T-Pain?